waters lie down below.
The Mermaid, that's brand new from Old Man Ludek. His CD is called Easy Money. This is Folk and Acoustic Music. My name is Michael Stock, in the studio now with Aid Peaver. And Aid, welcome back to WLRN.
Again, Michael.
It's been years.
We've been doing this since the 80s. I would say that we're growing old together, but you don't look a day over 21, so I won't say
well,
that.
Well, you were a student at University of Miami when the first time you were here,
87, I came to the U.S.
And you've always been music. Music has always been a part of your life, but that's not your... I don't know, you were a literary student. What were you studying at UM?
I came to the U.S. to study James Joyce.
Uh-huh. He's Irish.
Why did you come
to America to study an Irish author?
At that time, the best place in the world to study Joyce was University of Miami. And actually, one of the reasons I came here today is because once a year I do a talk on James Joyce, and I'm going to be doing it at the field on the 28th. I usually do it for Bloomsday, which is June 16th, but it was Father's Day this year. So
Bloomsday, what is Bloomsday?
That's Joyce's big Dublin day when he celebrates. That's the day on which Joyce's Ulysses takes place.
That's a big holiday.
Dublin turns into kind of a Joyce theme park on Bloomsday. Everybody dresses up in costume and they do readings and there's all kinds of events. But it's, Joyce is a very musical writer as well. You know, his last book was Finnegan's Wake, was based on an old comic song, you know, Tim Finnegan's Wake. So there's a lot of music in it. But I'll be talking about James Joyce. This year I'm talking about his short stories, Dubliners.
What is it? What's the appeal? What do you like about James Joyce? Because I've tried to read him, and I'm not the best reader. I like simple, easy books. And James Joyce seems very difficult to understand.
I guess the initial interest is just because it is difficult. You know, it's like the Mount Everest of literature. The appeal for me is that he's the best, you know, but it's not easy, you know. So that's one reason I do a talk, because, you know, you can use a little leg up to get into Joyce, you know. So there are ways in. And
What is it? Is it the British? I know you're into Fairport Convention, and they did a lot of old British folk songs and old ballads. Did that have anything to do with your interest in literature?
I've always been kind of half and half. You know, my mom's always been very musical, and my dad was very much education and the reading. And so I've always had those two things going on at the same time, you know, the literature and the music. But, you know, they occasionally join up. The ballads are very, very literary, you know, the old ballads. You know, it's like an alternative history, if you like. So
music was always the back seat to you. When you attended college and get your degree, music was always there, but it wasn't what you were pursuing as a career.
I mean, I've always done music. I don't know if I've ever pursued a career. Perhaps I should have, you know.
In music?
No, just anything.
Oh, anything.
No, but I like to play music. I like to read. I like to write, you know. So
what are you doing now? Are you teaching? Are you a professor?
Doing all kinds of things. Yeah, professing. I'll be professing Shakespeare this fall. Professing right now. Professing some Gothic literature at the moment. So,
and you're singing?
Well, three nights a week at the field in Dania Beach. I'm still the new boy in the band, but I've been in the band since 2007.
What's the band?
The band is Celtic Bridge.
Oh, okay.
Thursday, yeah. Friday, Saturday, every week. And the field is a great sort of local resource for live music. There's live music five nights a week there, and they have a vision very much like Luna Star. You know, it's like this is a local place where they concentrate on music and it's live music. Keep it live.
No, it's a lot of fun. I've seen you there a few times. I imagine it's a place where some luminaries come through. Have you seen any big artists who wanted to sit in with you or anything along those lines?
There have been, they're Irish. Their names are unpronounceable to me. So, but we've had wonderful people.
I know Eamon is a regular there. How often does Eamon Dillon play there?
He comes down once or twice a year. He's always there for St. Patrick's Day. Eamon's a Illan piper. He plays the Irish bagpipes, and he's a great master. I'm honored and lucky to be in a band with his sister, Roisin, and she's a great fiddler. But a couple of times a year, Eamon and Roisin play together with Roisin's husband, John, and they play traditional Irish music, the tune sets, and it's very special. You know, people come from miles around when they know Eamon and Roisin and John are all going to be playing together.
And we're talking about at the Field. Right?
That's at the Field in Dania Beach. It's on Griffin Road, 3281 Griffin Road, yeah.
And that's been there for quite a while.
It's been the Field since about 2000. Before that, I'm told it was a place called the Spiced Apple, and they had
it was so wooden that
they had a tree growing up through the bar. So it's the most wooden bar. You know, you can't get any more wooden than the Field. I like a wooden environment. You know, I'm not.
Oh, that's the outside bar. I see that bar right at the Field.
Well, there's a big banyan tree outside, so that's how you recognize the place, because I don't think the city's too crazy about big signs. So look for the big banyan tree on Griffin Road and you'll see the field. Be at the Field.
Yeah. Aid Peaver is playing there three nights a week. Someone told me also you're at a bookstore across the street. Was that just a temporary?
I have been loitering in Old Florida Bookshop, which is another... I know all these secret places. You got to chat with me, Michael. Old Florida Bookshop is an antiquarian bookshop, and William Crescent and Sons. But it's a secret little hideaway, and I've been spending some time in there, photographing old volumes from, some even from like the 15th century.
No kidding.
He's got an incredible inventory in there. If you like the smell of books, if you like Harry Potter, if you like to go on adventures, go and try and find Old Florida Bookshop. Google will get you there, but other than that, you're out of luck.
And what? And so you hang out there as well. Hey, you've got an interesting guy, interesting life going on here. And you have a new album as well.
Well, my dear friend Ward Bennett has been trying to get Celtic Bridge to record for years, but they're very, the ethos is very live. It's like it's got to be live. You got to come out. It's very sociable.
Are you saying the band doesn't practice? The only time you practice is on stage?
Practice it. What is practice? Life is not a rehearsal. Just do it.
You know, but your repertoire is immense. I mean, you have to play to all these folks every night. You take requests all the time.
That's really where my field repertoire comes from, is basically requests. You know, I'm Mr. Cheat Sheet guy. You know, that people come up and say, play this, and if we don't know it, it goes on the list. And so the set at the Field is very much what people want, you know, and what people want in Irish bars. So we got love songs, we got rebel songs.
Does that coincide with what you want?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, you want to...
you want to make the people happy.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so I feel very lucky to be playing at the Field because we can do stuff that we like, you know, later on. Thursday night's a nice mellow night and we play off the wall, kind of left field stuff. And then Friday night, it's pint swinging, little children dancing around, you know, anything can happen. Teams of Irish dancers come in.
That doesn't interfere with your professing?
I think it nourishes it, you know. It's I just feel very lucky, you know. I can talk about Shakespeare with keen young people during the daytime, and then in the evening I can sing the drinking songs, and it's all good.
Aid Peaver is here in the studio. Well, let's have a couple songs in, and I'll play a song from the live CD, okay?
Well, the live CD is actually not Celtic Bridge. It's John and Roisin. We're off being rock stars and playing a cruise or something last year.
Really?
So,
okay.
So Jamie Flug came in and regularly comes in playing upright bass.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's talk about the CD in a little bit. Let me just get a couple of live songs, and then we'll talk about the live CD.
Very good. Very good.
What do you want to start off with?
I want to do a couple of new songs. It's been many years, as you know, the Green Man Said album that I did featuring 28 musicians was 2006.
That was a great album.
It's been a long time, but and I didn't write for a long time, but here's a new song. Heard a sound last night, I said, who is it? He was laughing as I looked up from the page. He always picks the strangest times to visit. I said, John, you never seem to age. I was just a youth discovering the thumpet. It sang the best songs I had ever heard. In a big high-ceiling barroom called the Brunswick, Dave would play and John would do the words. Evenings we would meet up after classes. I would fly his kids around the room. Jill would pile the plates and get the glasses. John would put the needle on the tunes. Driving round the country lanes of Cheshire, we'd set up at a pub by the canal. There was dancing in the meadows to the measures of our little village back in now. He liked to take a pot of carburetor, and he loved to sing a song like Ralph Mattel. But then one day there came a crooked letter. The doctor said he wasn't very well. The family knew one thing it always wanted, so early one fine morning they were off. Four of them squeezed in the family minute to Manchester to fly a tiger moth. They were waving as it took her down the runway, whooping as his wheels left the ground. Were blinded for a moment by the sun's ray until he banked and then he came around. He circled like a fighter around a bright flame, and as he made a pass, he dipped his wings. A husband and a father in a biplane, as if it were the simplest of things. We came around last evening for a hoedown. We harmonized the songs we used to know, shared a beer and spun a little Motown, jammed a while till it was time to go. I wasn't there, you know, I only heard the tale of how he flew his tiger moth that day. Still here we are, and so we sing until our voices fade, but the music never really goes away.
Aid Peaver, live in the WLRN studio. Hey, that's great.
I'm glad you like it. It's called Tiger Moth.
Tiger Moth?
Tiger Moth, yeah. Tiger Moth was a First World War biplane.
Really?
And my friend's ambition was always to fly a Tiger Moth, and he got to fulfill that ambition.
And when did you write that?
Maybe about a month ago.
Oh, really? Yeah. What got you back into writing?
Just happened. I've been waiting a long time.
You have been, yeah, so it was just a matter of time to sit down. Was it a new album that was coming out, or?
No. I mean, I've been trading on the Green Man album since 2006 and waiting for new songs to come out. And my philosophy is that, you know, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen, and don't force it. You know, if you don't have anything to say, don't.
Well, something else happened that really surprised me, because you forwarded a link to me on a movie that you were in. You're an actor, Aid, and I was surprised by that.
You're breaking the rules, mate.
That's you were playing a gangster, I guess. I mean, that's were you channeling an inside? Were you channeling something inside to be this bad guy?
I've been doing some having musical adventures with a dear friend. Joey Kurish, his musical persona is Joey Hustle, and he does a lot of hip hop stuff. Actually, he does all kinds of stuff. But one night he said, "Hey, I'm working on a film project. Would you help me out? Would you be interested?" I said, "Sure, I'd be interested." Although acting is not really my thing, I have a brother. My brother Nigel is actually a very established actor in the UK, so I stay away from that. But I said, sure, you know, if I can be of assistance. And he slapped a screenplay down on the bar a couple of weeks later, and it turned out I was one of the main characters. partly to my horror, but we had a lot of fun. So, yeah, it's called Talented Monsters by New View Entertainment, and we're hoping to get a bite. It's sort of in, you know, development hell or whatever they call it.
You look a little bit like Harvey Keitel. I felt like that energy there. Did it come natural to you? Were you uptight or self-conscious about it, or is it much different than being on stage singing?
Very different, yeah, very different. I mean, I had never been to that place, you know, before, but we did a lot of homework. You know, we watched a lot of old gangster films, and so I studied, you know, people I've always admired, Michael Caine, Bob Hoskins, you know, the great British gangsters, you know. And I love a bit of old Bogart, you know, and stuff like that. So the homework was great. You know, we'd have a few bottles of whiskey lined up and talk about the nuances of gangsterism.
You know? Do you have visions of getting an Oscar? Does that run through?
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah. I'll you know, you can be my date if you like when we get the Oscar. Yeah.
Is it available? Can anybody see the trailer?
The trailer is available on YouTube. Yeah, Talented Monsters official trailer, and it's a little departure. Although I don't know where I'm departing from, but it's.
And so you're hoping to get funding to make the whole movie? Is that how it works?
Yeah. I understand that you either go direct to video or you try and get it in festivals. So I'm not sure how that's all progressing, but who knows?
Adrian Peaver is here in the studio. I said, Adrian, when did you drop Aid? When did you go from Adrian to Aid? Because when I first interviewed you a long time ago, Aid wasn't in the picture.
We have lots of little ones, actually. The field is, we've always been big with the under fives. and they just have difficulty pronouncing that. So, I'm a fan of Aid Edmondson, who's a British comedy actor in a show called The Young Ones, which is near and dear to my heart. But Aid is just less syllables, you know.
Okay. Well,
I already don't have a middle name. So I just like, you know, let's shave it down to the essentials.
Oh, one quick question before I forget. Daniel, was that your brother's name?
My brother's name is Nigel.
Nigel.
Nigel Peaver. And actually, in recent years, he's developed quite a niche in audiobooks. He reads audiobooks, and he's an Amazon bestseller.
And this as-of-yet-unknown band that's with you on your next CD.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's probably going to be the Davy Cats.
Okay. You like that, the Davy Cats? If you're listening,
you know,
Alan,
I was listening to Alan talking about the Nashville Cats, and I'm a big fan of the Stray Cats, and my yard is full of cats.
Aid Peaver is going to be at Lunastar Cafe on July. Oh, it's not next Wednesday. It's in 2 weeks.
Yeah, Field at the 28th, talking about James Joyce.
That's with you on your next CD.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's probably going to be the Davy Cats.
Okay. You like that, the Davy Cats? If you're listening, Alan, thank
you. I was listening to Alan talking about the Nashville Cats, and I'm a big fan of the Stray Cats, and my yard is full of cats.
Aid Peaver is going to be at Lunastar Cafe on July. Oh, it's not next Wednesday. It's in 2 weeks.
Yeah, Field at the 28th, talking about James Joyce. That's a ticketed event introducing James Joyce's Dubliners. And Lunastar on the 31st, playing original songs such
Wednesday,
as...
Right?
Yeah,
that's on Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Aid Peaver in the studio. Well, let's play a song from the new CD. You mentioned The Moonshiner.
Yeah, I like The Moonshiner because it joins up the Irish and the American. You know, the Irish music comes to America. So,
this is a traditional song?
Yeah. So you know, I'm thinking it's probably going to be the Davy Cats.
Okay. You like that, the Davy Cats? If you're listening, Alan, thank
you. I was listening to Alan talking about... This is about the homemade whiskey.